Weather this year is strange. It's almost Songkran festival, and it's still cold. Yesterday, Long Pu Thon passed away. They will bring his body back to Loei province. This year, a number of great teachers had passed away. Long Pu Thon is almost 90 years old, 89 years old. You all, the common people, live usually shorter than a great teacher. Monks who practice Dhamma every day, they don't have dinner and they can live longer. At evening, in fact, body doesn't need a meal, but for ordinary people, dinner is the meal that you all eat the most, and you all use your energy to follow what defilement want, not to fight with defilement. Every day you should practice mindfulness. So the monk has a much more peaceful life. Ordinary people are so tired, so suffering. But if we ask, do you want to become a monk? You don't really want to become a monk. The Buddha once taught that in whatever state you are in, you are gonna stuck in that state. You are in ordinary people kind of status, or you are in a human being realm, or if someone is a dog, he or she would feel being a dog is good. All the animals are stuck in that state. They are familiar with their own state. So whatever state the mind is familiar with, the mind cannot let go easily. If someone don't practice Dhamma, they will be familiar with the mind that never practiced Dhamma. Study when they were young, growing up, work, getting old, raise young children and die. When Long Pa look at all this cycle, it's a pity they don't know there's a way out. Everyone was born not just for enjoy their life, to work and then die. They don't know there is a much better thing, that is Dhamma. Long Pa, when Long Pa was young, Long Pa practiced since 7 years old. Start meditation practice. Long Pa, my don't get lost in the world environment. But at that time, Long Pa did not know the way out. So Long Pa has to proceed with his life as an ordinary people until the Buddha year 25, Long Pa met Long Pu Dun. Long Pa didn't know a way out, but there was too much responsibility at that time. So Long Pa cannot become a monk. Long Pu also knew that หลวงพ่อ was not ready to become a monk. So หลวงปู่ never asked หลวงพ่อ to become a monk. Once there was a man who would like to become a monk and asked หลวงปู่ if he want to become a monk and study with หลวงปู่ but หลวงปู่ did not accept that man.So it's not everybody that หลวงปู่ would let him to become a monk. หลวงปู่ never asked หลวงพ่อ whether หลวงพ่อ should be a monk. But หลวงพ่อ has too much responsibility for his family. So หลวงพ่อ is about to ask หลวงปู่ if he should become a monk.But หลวงพ่อ decide not to ask because หลวงพ่อ thought that it's not appropriate to ask หลวงปู่ the only thing that is appropriate to ask หลวงปู่ would be about Dhamma practice but หลวงปู่ has predicted that หลวงพ่อ would one day become free of suffering so at that time หลวงพ่อ thought thatIf I don't have an opportunity to become a monk, then I would not become a monk. And หลวงพ่อ is very familiar with being an ordinary people until one day แม่ชีนุช asks หลวงพ่อ to become a monk because if หลวงพ่อ and คุณแม่ are still ordinary people, คุณแม่knew that she would not be able to follow หลวงพ่อ in his path because being ordinary people it's just difficult to practice become a monk is not always a good thing many monks had to go to hell not all the monks can become enlightened because if the monkBeing a monk has to follow what Buddha teach. If the monk cannot do it, then they're just bad monk. Because the monk can only live because of the people who offer them food. At least the monk has to study the theory in Buddha teaching, if not practice. If a monk doesn't study the theoryor does not practice, then it's just a bad monk. Some monk even do something that Buddha did not teach. หลวงพ่อ keep practicing and practicing. หลวงพ่อ know what is monkhood is about, what is Dhamma is about, and it's not about the state or the dress, it's in the mind.The monk has to follow what the Buddha teaching in terms of what to do and what not. If the monk can do that, then becoming a monkhood is very useful. But if you just look at the monk and think that being a monk is a good thing, you don't really know about being monkhood. Being a monkIt's just another state. It's a state that is suitable for Dhamma practice. One of the bad things about not having a hair is that it's cold. But there are a lot of bad things that come with having a hair. So not everything comes with all the goods. You become a monk, you haveall the time to practice full time because you become a monk if you don't study the theory and you don't study for your degree all the time that you have is for Dhamma practice หลวงพ่อ think the monk only needs to study the principle for practicing and then actually practice, especially among that can stay with a good teacher, a great teacher. Just look at what the teacher does and follow his way of living, his way of practicing. That's kind of a way to study a theory. Now, Long Pao is sitting down teaching. This is also a theory. The real practice starts when you study yourself. Whatever the great teacher teaches is all theory. And the theory leads to the principle of Dhamma practice, the right path. And when you start practicing, you study yourself. You keep your moral practice. You practice your mind such that your mind has power, has some peace. And if your mind can become happy with the mind, with some peace, with some energy, then the mind can see that the whole world is just form and non-form, body and mind. And when we practice observing body and mind enough, it becomes a wisdom practice. Sila is what we use to keep our action and speech to be right. Meditation keep the mind to be on the right track to practice wisdom. If the mind stay with the body and the mind, then the mind can do wisdom practice. When we start practicing to develop our sila, our meditation, samadhi, and our wisdom, this is called Dhamma practice. To come here and listening to Dhamma teaching, these are just theory. When we start practicing, if our sila, our moral practice is not perfect, when we do something wrong, we will become so embarrassed with ourselves. We would know we are about to let defilement possess our mind, and we will follow it to do some bad action. And the consequence is just suffering in your mind. Like somebody shoot a panther. It's a very short time having fun, but now the mind so suffer. Or someone who was in the court of law, even if you win the legal battle, wherever you go, people look at you and see that you are a bad person. Some politician who is corrupted, get a lot of money, have to flee to abroad. They're not happy. Wherever they stay, they are not happy. Regardless of how much money they have, they're not happy. Their family members are embarrassed. So keeping your moral practice intact is important. When Long Pao was young, Long Pao once hit a bat. Long Pao was really young. He wanted to know if he can hit the bat, because the bat fly so quickly. So Long Pao used some kind of a rope or cable and throw that bat with that cable. Every day Long Pao practice hitting that bat. One day Long Pao know that Long Pao has to hit the bat in advance, because when the bat fly and come near, Long Pao cannot hit. But if hitting in advance, Long Pao can hit the bat. And the bat was hit that day. And Long Pao's mind become so sad that หลวงพ่อ heard that bad but in a few moments the bat just fly away the bat what heard for a few days become it come backAt that time, หลวงพ่อ was just a kid. He had no intention to hurt an animal. His intention is whether this bat is flying so fast, can I hit it? The reason หลวงพ่อ can hit is because he threw that rope in advance. Many years later, หลวงพ่อ practicing meditation.And the mind becomes so calm in a deep meditation. Suddenly, หลวงพ่อ heard this sound. Phew. And the mind, หลวงพ่อ might see a rope hitting his back. And หลวงพ่อ might also see there's a bat on the floor. หลวงพ่อ knew bat.Action in the past now has followed up to him. The mind was so hurt. And Long Boy continued to practice meditation. After Long Boy get out of the meditation state, his body, his back still hurt. Why is it not hurting more badly?It's because it's a small kind of bad action because there was no intention to hurt the bat. The intention was to know if Long Po is fast enough to hit it. There's no intention to hurt an animal. If there's an intention, then the consequence would be much more harsh.If someone has an intention to hurt an animal, that intention is what completes the action and the consequence. Because Long Po has no intention to actually hurt that animal, so the consequence wasn't that tough. And at that moment, Long Po also knew that the law of karma is real.If we still have to be born and reborn and reborn, there's gonna be a lot of consequence of past action that will finally catch up. So whenever Long Po is about to do something bad, Long Po know that that's gonna be consequence. So he wouldn't do it.So the more you practice your sila practice, your moral practice will become better and better without you having to have that much intention because the mind knows and the mind would practice moral on its own. The mind that has practiced and developed enough, the mind would haveA fear of doing bad things and embarrassment to do bad things, so the mind would automatically cannot do any bad thing because the mind knows there's bad consequence from bad action. So the mind have intention not to do bad thing on its own. When we keepPracticing every day. Someday the mind is calm. Someday the mind is not calm. It does not matter. It does not matter because your job is to practice. And you practice to pay respect to the Buddha teaching. Sila, meditation, wisdom practice.So you keep practicing to pay respect to Buddha. Every day, just keep practicing sila meditation and wisdom practice. The first thing you need is moral practice. Practice your mindfulness such that when defilement arrives, the mind know and the mind does not follow that defilement. When the mind become doubtful, the mind become restless, the mind get lost in thought, in sensual desire, the mind get lost in thought that leads to anger. This is the middle level of defilement called Nivon, or the mind become just restless. Once the mind become restless, the mind would become annoying with that restlessness, or the mind have doubt with the Buddha teaching. Longpo always teach that when the mind has doubt in how to practice, just realize that the mind has doubt now. When you have a mindfulness and realize that the mind now has that doubt, then the doubt would fall. This doubt is another one of the mind become restlessness. When the mind get lost in thought, that leads to anger. If your mindfulness does not catch it, then anger would arise. If the mind get lost in thought and your mindfulness is not automatic enough to see it, then defilement would arise. But if you have enough power of mindfulness, when the mind get lost in thought, whatever thought, if the mind can catch it, then mindfulness, defilement will not arise. Whenever the mind get lost in thought that leads to anger or sensual desire, or the mind just become restless, or the mind has some doubt, and the mind want answer, the mind want Longpo's answer, what is lacking is the mindfulness that don't recognize that the mind now has doubt. Whenever you have question or doubt, just observe that doubt. Doubt would arise and fall, and that would teach the mind that whatever arises would fall, and your meditation would become better. When you have question, sometimes you plan to arrive at this place so early in the morning because you want to reserve a seat to be in here so you can ask question. Sometimes you don't have a chance to even ask question. And the reason is Longpo want to train your mind that when you have doubt, when you have question, just recognize that the mind has question, the mind has doubt. All these question and doubt lead to the mind become restlessness. It would kill your meditation. The last one is the mind become dull, become hazy, become drowsy. This is another kind of Nivon, a middle level of defilement. So whenever your mind can recognize with mindfulness that the mind become restless, the mind would become in a good meditation state automatically. The mind like something, mindfulness arrives. You see that the mind like something, that like, the feeling of like would disappear, or the mind dislike something and your mindfulness can see it. Or when the mind become restless, the mind move away from its space and you see that movement. When the mind can see that movement, that movement would disappear, and the mind would become on its base, and the mind would be a stable observer. So the middle level of defilement, Nirvana, cannot win over mindfulness. So whatever defilement arises, if you have mindfulness to see it, to observe it, then meditation would automatically develop, and wisdom practice would automatically develop, and you're gonna see that the mind become greedy, become anger. You cannot even control it, and it arises and falls. You cannot control the mind such that the mind would not get lost. You cannot do that because the mind is uncontrollable. It's not self. The state of being an observer, or the state of having a restlessness, all of this cannot be controlled. The uncontrollable nature is called anatta. Moral practice, meditation practice, wisdom practice will develop when you have enough mindfulness and meditation, correct meditation. When you practice enough, the mind would have enough power. It's a dhamma power. There are 37 components of dhamma that compose to be what is called moral practice, meditation practice, and wisdom practice. When the mind have all these components, the mind power can break through and become enlightened. Each time the mind become enlightened, the mind has to start over and start collecting this power and this component again. The stream enterer, the first level of enlightenment, the person who is a stream enterer, their moral practice is complete, but the meditation practice is just a beginner, and wisdom practice is a beginner. For ordinary people, moral practice, meditation practice, and wisdom practice very close to a very beginner. And Long Po emphasized that ordinary people is not how you dress. The monk can be ordinary people. The state of being a stream enterer is in the mind, not how you dress. The stream enterer only knows, only have wisdom, and knows that whatever arises would fall. And when the stream enterer collect enough power and become enlightened for the second time, he become a once returner. The once returner have a complete moral and intermediate meditation level, but wisdom is still a beginner. And when the mind become enlightened for the third time, moral is complete, meditation is complete, and wisdom is in the middle level. And that level of enlightenment see that the body is all suffering. The body in itself is suffering. When the mind knows that the body in itself is suffering, then whatever come in contact with the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the tongue, the body, and whatever come in contact with all this physical contact, it's not gonna lead to happiness, because the body itself is suffering. The mind of the non-returner, the third state of enlightenment, see the body as if the body has the wound all over the body, such that whatever comes in contact with the body would get hurt, and it leads to suffering. You see, if all your skin have this wound, whatever comes in contact, however soft it is, whatever comes in contact with the body, it would lead to suffering. The mind of the non-returner would see that everything about the body is suffering. So the mind know enough not to get lost in the eyes, in what you see, in the taste, in the smell, in the sound, and in the physical body contact. The mind has enough wisdom, and the mind would let go completely of the sensual desire. The mind of the non-returner, the mind is also in a complete state of meditation. The mind become automatically a stable observer. Even though the mind is in a complete state of meditation, it does not mean the mind is in a deep state of meditation all the time. It's just that the mind become a complete stable observer. And once the non-returner get the last state of enlightenment and become Arahanta, a truly enlightened one, the mind would see that the mind itself is also suffering. Whatever come in contact with the mind, and the mind itself is suffering. Everything is just suffering. Whatever come in contact with the body and the mind lead to suffering. Everything is just suffering. Nothing beyond suffering arise, nothing beyond suffering fall. This is the last, the highest state of noble truth. So the mind see truly that the world, the body and the mind are all suffering, and that's the final state of enlightenment. So what Longpa teach is for you to practice. If you have question, don't just come and ask. You have to rely on yourself, rely on your practice. This is the path of a strong one. If you become weak, if you are weak, you have to walk this path for a long time. Just keep fighting, keep practicing. Just keep recognize, keep watching, keep observing your body and your mind. And you will get to enlighten in not too long. Longpa once asked a great teacher, how long do we need to practice to get to the first state of enlightenment? That great teacher replied that not more than 7 lives if you practice correctly. And 7 lives actually is a short time compared to the cycle of being reborn again and again. So keep practicing until the mind remember. Next life, your mind remember. Remember how to practice automatically. And it's not like when you study some theory, you die and you forget. If you practice enough, the mind remember. Next life, the mind remember how to practice. Time for breakfast.